message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Quickly, without wasting our time, tonight we'll be talking about breaking forth via godly character. Breaking forth via godly character. And I'm trusting that the Holy Spirit will grant me speed tonight to be able to expose to us what God wants us to know when it comes to character. I want you to know that God is interested in your character. God is much, much interested in your character. God has delight in the way you behave and in the way you do things. And that is why he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and that they may do what? They may glorify thy Father. That your light shining will shine as a result of your character. God wants to be glorified in your life. That is Matthew 5:16. God wants to be glorified in your life. And that is why God wants you to lead a godly life. He wants you to lead a life that is full of upright character. A character that is devoid of blemish. A character that is devoid of abuku. How do you say abuku in English? Embarrassment or blemish. Pure. God wants you to live a character that will glorify his name. Quickly, what is character? What is character? Character can be defined as the way of behavior of an individual. Character can be defined as the way of behavior of an individual. Number two, it is the particular combination of traits of a person that distinguish him from another. It is the particular combination of traits of a person that distinguish him from another. But this is the one I love most, and that is number three. Character can be described as someone's way of or pattern of behavior which shows or reveals one's moral, comma, strength, comma, weakness, comma, dignity, comma, values, comma, discipline, and ways of life. I take that again. Character can be described as someone's ways of behavior or behavioral pattern which shows or reveals one's moral, one's strength, one's weakness, dignities, values, discipline, and ways of life. Brethren, God wants you to behave in a proper way. God wants me to behave in a proper way. God wants our behavior to depict him. Our character must depict God. Our character must depict God. As believers, our character must show forth God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, one of our fathers in faith, Pastor Paul Enechi, was listening to one of his messages earlier today. And, you know, I just clicked on it by accident. Not that I was actually looking. I finished preparing my message. I was just like, I finished listening to one. I said, which one should I go to again? Then I just clicked. I didn't even see the title. I just clicked. And the one I clicked on was talking about uprightness in character. I said, Jesus. So I sat down very well. And he said something. He said, one of the greatest help one can get from God is the grace for uprightness of character. Say one of the greatest assets. And you know why? No matter a person's qualification or the unction upon the life of that individual, without character, that person is set up for disaster. According to our Papa, Paul Enechi. Say the person is set up for what? For destruction. And that was why somebody like Samson, though anointed, though full of grace, but he lacked character, he ended up destroyed. Brethren, character is a great asset. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God does not want us to behave ourselves in a disorderly manner. He wants us to be orderly. And this we must know, that for us to break forth in life, we must learn to live a life that is full of upright character, that is godly character. And I want you to know this. Your character will show the world who you are. Your character will show the world who you are. Praise the Lord. Because your character is what people see in you. Your character is what people see in you. Quickly, I will talk about the facts about character. What are the facts about character? Number one, character is the key to advancement. Character is the key to advancement. To advance in life, you need a godly character. Your gift will make a way for you, but it is your character that will advance and sustain you. Your gift will make a way for you, but it is your character that will advance and sustain you. Without a good character, your gift or your talent will crash land you. Without a good character, your gift or your talent will crash land you. The Yoruba will say, "Obinrin so wa nu, Olohun o mori oko waye." A woman can be beautiful, as in God spent some extra hours when he was creating her, everything perfect. That may guarantee or may help or may assist in her in locating a good man. It may get her marriage, but it will not get her the home. I don't know if you are getting it. It may get her the marriage certificate, but it cannot be the only thing that will sustain or keep our marriage. What will sustain and keep the home and the marriage is character, not the beauty. It's the character. If a man is handsome, well built, six abs, everything correct, he has the money, but he lacks character, he cannot build a godly home. It's not possible. So character is what will advance you and sustain in life. And you know, when you break forth, breaking forth means advancement. When you are breaking forth, you are advancing. And as you advance, you must understand that it takes character for you to be sustained. And that is why today is very significant. We have been treating so many things. We've talked about favor, we talked about God's mercies, we talked about anointing, we talked about so many things. And we are talking about something that cannot sustain, having achieved this breaking forth. What will sustain you, what will keep you moving forward is your character. Praise the Lord. Number two, your character determines your placement in life. Your character will determine your placement in life. Your character determines where you belong in life. I want you to note this. Every profession have their code of conduct or ethics. That is their characters. And you must work within this character in order for you to practice that particular profession. For example, the lawyers. You cannot see a lawyer coming to the court with Buba and Iro. Say, "This Buba and Iro, I bought it from Switzerland. It's Swiss lace. Correct Swiss lace, $100,000. Then that person is going to represent a client in court and get there and say, "Thank God we have some lawyers in the house." And said, my lordship, sir, in Buba and Iro, the lordship will lordship her very well." There are codes. There are things that are peculiar to them. There is a way they must express themselves. There is a way they must present themselves. There is a way they must comport themselves. That is the character. So your character determines your placement in life. It is the character of King David that placed David from a shepherd boy to become a king. It was his character. It was Joseph's character. If you look at the book of Genesis chapter 36, the Bible talked about Joseph reporting the brother. He wasn't evil like the brother. It was his character in Genesis 39 verse 9 that helped him to survive in Potiphar's house. In Genesis 41, in Genesis 42, 18, it was his character. Praise the Lord. The Bible says he was a godly person. He was a goodly person. That is a man of good character. And that was what sustained him. That was what kept him. It was character that kept Daniel. When those people were gathering themselves looking for what to do to pull Daniel down, they said they searched and they could not find anything in him. They couldn't find a fault in him. And brethren, they said, except in his God. And the man still proved them wrong. He's a man of character. Daniel served under several kings. Daniel lived in the palace all through the 70 years of captivity. Praise the Lord. Joseph was 30 years old when he started ruling as prime minister. And he died at 110. If you subtract 30 from 8, 110, that's 80. That means he lived and governed Egypt for 80 years via character. He could have forgotten himself in Potiphar's house. You can imagine what could have happened if he were to be a servant in Potiphar's house for 80 years. 80 years. Mercy, Lord. Your character will lift and sustain you. That is why you must understand that it is character that plays somebody to the place of honor. If you have character, but you don't have money, I tell you, money will come. You had some other things to it. You are a giver. You are living a holy life. You are hardworking. It will come. It will come. Promotion will come. It must come. But when you lack character, you are lacking one of the greatest things in life. May we not lack character in the name of Jesus. Number three. Your character is your beauty. Your character is your beauty. Your character is your beauty. Again, the Yoruba will say, Iwa ni ewa. Iwa. Oniu ewa. Iwa is character. Character in Yoruba language is Iwa. What's the Igbo language for character? Huh? Hausa language for character. Okay, we don't have... Where's Amala? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Iwaniewa. That is, your character is your beauty. Beauty is not just how you look, but what also comes from you. Beauty is from within. Your makeup will not make you up if you lack character. Buy the best makeup in the world. It won't make you up. It won't make your destiny up. If you lack character. To lack character is like somebody that is naked and that is exposed. A man or a woman without character is a man that repels. Is a man that repels rather than attracts. You know, beauty attracts. When you see a beautiful car, you are attracted to it. When you see a beautiful woman, no matter how holy you are, you will look. Yeah, man. Yeah. That's the truth. It is the committing of the lookery that is wrong. Yeah, it's the truth. You will look. Beauty attracts. And I'm telling you today that character is what beautifies. The beauty is for a moment. Have you seen a woman that is 25 years old, a picture? Then when that same woman is 75 years old, you put the two by each side. You are saying, Shema Malele. There's one picture of my mom that I carry around. I show you, and I show you a picture now. My mom is almost 80. The difference is far. So much difference. Beauty does not last forever, but character lasts forever. Even when you are gone, people will still talk about your character. Nobody will remember your beauty. Nobody. Nobody will talk about how beautiful you are or the kind of designer suit you are wearing. But people will talk about your character, and it is your character that will stand with you on the day of judgment. And that is why we must strive to live a godly character. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 19. Proverbs 27 verse 19. As in water, face answereth to face, so the heart of a man to man. That is, what you have inside, that is what you bring out. That's just the meaning. What you have inside of you is what comes out. So your character is what beautifies your life. Number four, your character will distinguish you. It is Joseph. I've talked about Joseph earlier. It's Joseph's character that distinguished him. It's Samuel's character that distinguished him, that set him aside from Ophni and Phinehas, the sons of Eli. It's amazing how people will say, that is just the way I'm brought up. People with somebody with bad character. That's just, I was brought up that way. That's the way I was brought up. Samuel was in a place where everybody were bad. And Samuel still decided that, no, I'm not going to be bad. Samuel could easily copy those guys because he was younger than them. And you know, kids look up to people ahead. There are some things, bad things that we did when we were young. We learned it from some elder uncles who would think they are the happening bubble. I remember one of them, one of my dad's driver, he used to smoke Igbo. And he would use the thing to cook and pass it. And we think, oh, that's the main guy. We could have copied and followed, but he decided, no, I will not. And that's what distinguished him. Hophniah and Phinehas were only mentioned when they were destroyed. There was nothing significant. There was nothing significant that was mentioned about them. And these were people that God has made a covenanted with, that you will forever, your lineage, be a priest, eliminated by a lack of character. They lost it. May we not lose it in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Character is what distinguishes Joseph. I believe in Potiphar's house there are several servants. Joseph can't be the holy servant. You know the position of Potiphar? Potiphar was the general of the brigade of guards. That is the head of the brigade of guards for Pharaoh. So he leaves, the brigade of guards commander lives with the president. The brigade of guard commander of Nigeria lives in Asurok. The brigade of guards soldiers are just about a kilometer away from Asurok. Why? So if there is anybody that wants to enthrone or get into the place of power, they are easily mobilized. So definitely this man will not have just Joseph as the only servant. But what about the other servant? Why were they not mentioned? Hello? Don't forget, Joseph was a stranger, was a foreigner. You can call him an immigrant. What about the real citizens? They were not mentioned. The man noticed something in him, and that separated him, distinguished him. Character. Character. Number five, you are judged by your character. Number five fact about character is that you are judged by your character. People will judge you based on your character. Your character will show your actions. And your actions will determine how people view you. And that is why breaking forth, because in breaking forth you need others. You need people. You need what? You need people for you to break forth. So if you don't have character, people can't help you because people will judge you with your character. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we must understand that having a godly character is beyond just being spiritual. You can be spiritual and you lack character. I've seen people that are very spiritual, but one newer. Praise the Lord. Bible said in Matthew 12:25, a good man out of the good pressure of the heart bringeth forth good things. A good man, that is a man of good character. You will be judged by your character. The Bible said, by their fruit you shall know them. There are people that speak in tongues. Holy Ghost, fire carrying, but they lack character. You can be born again and lack character. Any little thing, person is born in like Atawewe, as in real hot. Any little thing, and this person just finished praying. How do you preach? How do you preach it with such character? Some people are just over tigerlistic anointing. As in, they can quarrel over anything. Character. Character is in different forms, not only about hunger. Quickly, let's go on. How to build a godly character. I want us to note this before we talk about how to build a godly character, that character is not a gift. Your character is your responsibility. It is not that of your parents or that of your pastors. Your pastors can teach you. Your parents can teach you. But it is your job and your responsibility to act on those things that you are taught. They say that you can take a camel to the riverbank, but you cannot force the camel to drink from the riverbank. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 9 verse 9, it says, give instruction to a wise man and he will yet be wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in what? In learning. Your pastors, your parents can teach you, but they are not responsible for your character. Papa is not responsible for any one of us' character. We are responsible for our character. We need to get that. Because it always gets me angry when somebody misbehaves and they say, which church is he going? Ashebi is a member of your church. As if it is the responsibility of the church to make him to do what is right, when the church has taught him to do what is right and is doing what is wrong. So we need to change our mentality and our thinking. Don't bring the name of the church and the name of God to disreputation. Don't do it. Via your character. If you're a lady here sleeping over in somebody that you are not married to's house, and you say we didn't do anything, it's a lie. How can an antelope do fashion parade in front of a lion and will not be consumed? Is it possible? And somebody, an unbeliever, is there and is watching. And they, hello, Holy Spirit. I appreciate you. Don't appreciate anybody. Brethren, how can you go about tail-bearing others, tail-bearing, destroying, assassinating people with your tongue, crucifying them and killing and burying. Then they bury, then you remove them again and bury again. Say you didn't die very well. And you say, it is the church. I say, it's my parents. They didn't teach me well. Don't let your parents curse you. It's not the parents. It's your responsibility. It's our responsibility to live a godly character. Praise the Lord. I want to send a note of warning tonight. Please, desist from this. You're here tonight. If you are doing those things that bring the name of God to disreputation, I can tell you that the wrath of God is knocking. And may it not be open. Some people will say some things about men of God, pastors, and you will be scared. You know, yesterday night, there was a nice family that visited my family, and one of them, who happens to be a daughter of a pastor, was talking about some things. Time will not permit me to narrate that story. And that story made me to fear the anointed the more. When you talk evil of the anointed, you are treading the path of danger. And you know, your character is what makes you to say certain things. So you must watch our character. How to build a godly character. I'm still coming back. Number one, walk with the right people. Your association will influence your character greatly. He that will be wise will walk with the wise. Proverbs 13:20. If you want to be wise, you must walk with the wise. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, it said, be not deceived. Evil communications will corrupt good character. Evil communication corrupts good manner. Your friends with somebody who has nothing to do, doing busybody, will corrupt you. Somebody who is into banja wee, like Papa will say, is living a yeyeshious life. And you go and join yourself to that bad wagon. Hey. Your association. We influence your character. Have you not noticed that those that go with efikos will become efikos after a while? as the truth. And those that go with NFA, they themselves will become NFA. And most often, they are worse than the real people. If you follow somebody that is always partying, you will discover that you will start partying. You just start partying. You are not naturally somebody that party. You are not naturally somebody that party, but because you are always following, is there a party? Oh yeah, let's go. Then you follow. Oh yeah, let's go. Then you follow. You will start doing it. So wash it so that your character can be properly formed. Number two, be a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word. The word of God is powerful. Don't just read the word. Act on the word. The word of God must be acted upon for it to profit. If you read and you don't act, it profits nothing. It is in the doing of the word that your character will change. Your character can change if only you allow the word of God to mold you. If only you allow the word of God to do what? To mold you. And the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the bones and the marrow, dividing them asunder. That is correcting you, reproving, correcting. It's a discerner of the heart, of the intent of the heart, thereby correcting your character, making you to start living another life that is in pattern to that of God, because it is the word of God. Praise the Lord. So don't just hear the word, do the word. Turn to your neighbor, do the word. Say, do the word. Are you a word doer? Proverbs chapter 23 verse 12 says, applying thy heart unto instruction and thy ears unto the words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from the child. The word of God will correct you like a rod that is used on a child. And that is what makes the child to become what he's supposed to be. Number three, be a follower of godly character figure. Be a follower of godly character figure. Follow people with proven godly character. Paul the Apostle said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1, he said, be ye followers of me, even as I am a follower of Christ. Follow me. Do what I do. Behave like me. Search out for a godly character figure and emulate them. And you see yourself behaving like them. Emulate them. And you see your life getting better. Because you learn from their own life. And it's not compulsory that you must be one-on-one. You can read through their books, through their text messages and all this. And you learn theirs. Because let me be candid with you. Most pastors, genuine pastors, will always reveal the secret to their success on the pulpit. Hello? Most pastors that truly love the congregation, they will always, one way or the other, they will always reveal it. They say, if you do this, you do. And when they are saying, just do it. And you see it happening. So follow a godly character figure. And you see yourself moving forward. In the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 17. Philippians, chapter 3, verse 17. Say, brethren, be ye followers together of me, and mark them which walk also as ye have us for an example. Follow them. Follow. Brethren, be followers together with me. Pray that God will help us in the name of Jesus. Number four. Quickly, number four, be humble. Turn to your neighbor, be humble. It is most likely that when somebody is proud, he won't have a good character. It's most likely. Most proud people don't have good characters. Hello? Everybody is looking at me as if it's not true. It's the truth. Very true. Most proud people don't have good character. I don't know how the women used to do it. They would renew their eyes to look at you like this. You start looking at yourself that, something wrong. You know, I always try to do that thing, but I don't know how to do it.
roll you like cotton wool up and down and squeeze you and flush you down. Hello. You see, proud people naturally will not have good character. Humble yourself. Bible talked about the man Moses, that my servant Moses is the meekest person on earth. And that is why God could relate with him. Bible said, is God speak with him mouth to mouth. You know, you will hear some scriptures, it seems as if you have not heard it before. When Papa was talking about it yesterday, it was as if I didn't hear it before. I said, yeah, so God can speak mouth to mouth with somebody. If you could do it with Moses, he can do it with you. All you need to do is do what Moses did, and it will happen. Simple. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humility will bring forth the God character in you. Humility will bring forth the God character in you. Number five. Take your flaws, bad habits, bad character to him in prayers. Take your flaws, your bad character, your bad habit, whatever that you know that you are doing that is not right, take it to God in prayer. He is the potter. We are the clay. But now, O Lord, Isaiah 64 verse 8, thou art our father, we are the clay, thou art our potter, and we are the work of thy hand. We are the work of his hand. He can remold us. I know somebody that can lie, and if he says it is sunny, you will go out, remove your jacket. You know it's sunny, but you remove your jacket and turn your back. Oh yeah. I mean, if he says it's raining, you will feel it. After that, you call somebody, my back wet. But today, it's a different person. Via God's changing his heart and changing him. You see, God can change any life. If God can change Saul to become Paul, he can change anybody. All you need to do is take it to God in prayer. And say, Father, I don't want to behave this way again. I don't want to be a liar again. I don't want to be an evil person again. I don't want to be a fornicator again. I don't want to be a backbiter again. I don't want to be a table bearer again. In Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 2 down, time will not permit us. He said, arise, go down to the potter's house, and I will cause thee to hear my word. And he arise. And in verse 4, it says, the vessel that he made was marred in his hand, the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel. As it seemed good to the potter, he make it. So God can remold your life and remold your life to what he wants you to be, if you take it to God in prayer. And lastly, number 6, where I'm going to stop tonight, is walk in love. Walk in love. Walk in the love of God towards all. You know, love covereth all things. Love will make you, most often when we behave anyhow to people and behave, it's as a result of lack of love. It's as a result of what? Lack of love. Many act the way they act because of lack of love. Colossians chapter 3 verse 14. It says, and above all the thing, all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. Bond of perfectness. Put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And in verse 17, it says something. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Lord and the Father by him. That is, just do it for God. Brethren, many that behave anyhow is as a result of lack of love. And let me say this. This lack of love is what makes you to see the bad of others. Because if you love somebody, you won't see the bad of that person. And let me say this also. You see the bad of others is because you are bad yourself. Titus chapter 1 verse 15. Praise the Lord. When you are the one that is always seeing the bad of others, then you yourself, you are bad. Hallelujah. Verse 15 says, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelief is nothing pure. Praise the Lord. Can we see it? It says, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelief, nothing is pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. Praise the Lord. To the pure, all things are pure. So walk in love. Don't assassinate others with your character. You know, you can assassinate others with your character. Why? Because the others is associated with you. Maybe it's a member of your church. And you have behaved so bad in the company. Nobody can trust you. And this gentleman, nice man, is coming to the organization looking for a job. And in the course of the interview, they asked him, by the way, which church do you attend? He said, I attend Jesus Love Us All International Ministry. He said, Where Mr. Ajanle Koko came from? Thank you. God bless you. We'll call you later. You have just assassinated that man with your own character. Have you not heard people say, don't marry from that village, Job? Don't marry from that place. It's as a result of somebody who has married from that place. And the woman showed the man pepe. Then the brothers and sisters say, from this place? Mba. Meanwhile, there are thousands of good people from that place. Don't assassinate people with your character. Live a godly character so that the name of God can be glorified. I pray that the Lord will help us to live for Him in the name of Jesus. You cannot break forth without godly character. Breaking forth is tied to your character because that is what will sustain you and keep you.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.